Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being excited about what can go right. Tony Robbins.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, revolutionaries. This is Samantha Lee Wright, your host here on the Essential Oil Revolution. Today's episode, at a micro sense, is focused on childbirth, midwifery, and essential oils for pregnancy and beyond. However, I think even if you're not in the boat of expecting a child or birth worker or anything like that, I think that you're still going to want to tune into this episode. Our special guest, Christy Zittel, is such a resource for essential oil knowledge. And so in the episode, she talks a ton on how essential oils work in the body. We also talk about common safety myths and misconceptions that are out there, a lot of fear that's out there around essential oils. So I think that this is an episode really for everyone out there. You're all going to really enjoy it, especially if you're expecting or you're a birth worker. This might be an episode really worth sharing around. So without further ado, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout, and then we'll get to the interview. Today's DIY dugout recipe comes from Lisa Green in Huntsville, Georgia, and the recipe is for a healthy scalp oil. To make the healthy scalp oil, you can combine 10 drops lavender essential oil, 5 drops Melrose essential oil, 2 drops rose essential oil, and about 1 tablespoon of jojoba oil. Combine all your ingredients into an amber glass bottle and apply to the scalp. Thanks so much for this recipe, Lisa. If you have your own recipe you'd like read here on the show, email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also find all of these recipes listed on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com. And if you're looking for a great place to buy things like amber glass bottles or jojoba oil, you can check out my personal favorite place for online shopping, all things oily accessories. That's youroiltools.com. Use promo code REVOLUTION at checkout and you can get an additional 10% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, M-A-M-M, OTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, I can't wait to dive in because you are sort of like the Renaissance woman of the oily world. I think you have so much knowledge in so many different areas. So let me briefly introduce you to our audience. For those that don't know you, Christy, you are a mother of 13 children. You are also a midwife, a bit of an herbalist, and a certified instructor for aromatherapy and education. So, Christy, I want to start with your life as an herbalist and that transition into using essential oils in your work with families.
I spent a long time as an herbalist, using a lot of poultices and making tinctures and teas and capsules and formulas for different people. So the change into oils was very, very easy transition. Same plants, a lot of the same benefits. They just, to me, work in the body better because of the cells, the cellular structure themselves. So that's where that transition took place between 2008 and now. And again, it's opened more doors than if I were still physically attending births.
Yes, it is a very, very short window, very narrow window of time with a family when you deliver their babies. And there's so much that happens before and after that time. And families deserve lots of support during all those phases. So that's really
absolutely
cool that you're able to do that. Well, let's talk about essential oils. Just tell me how you would incorporate that into your practice and into your work that you do with families.
Well, I think the biggest thing is just becoming familiar with how the oils work, knowing that the cells of our plants are very similar to the cellular structure in the human body. And as a result of that, that increases the ease of absorption and assimilation, the way our body actually uses and transfers those nutrients from one element to another. And so I think the most important thing is being familiar with the fact that our body accepts, not rejects, and then just the mass benefits because it covers the body as a whole. We tend to, in our society today, look at just individual parts, like this person has a problem with this organ or this part of their body. And our bodies were actually created to work as an entire unit. And when you have anything that will focus on the unit as a whole, all of the trillions of cells in the body can be supported, nourished in such a mighty way when you're using plants its cells to do so, then you're going to see a bigger change and a bigger difference. So with pregnancy, you have two individuals that are in play, and these plant cells will work on both levels.
Christy, I think these are amazing points that you make. I have a feeling that the next question on everyone's mind tuning in is, are essential oils really safe when we're talking about babies, especially developing babies, pregnant moms? I hear this criticism a lot. They're so powerful. They're so potent. You know, you shouldn't, I get hate mail, people saying you shouldn't be promoting the liberal use of essential oils like that during, you know, on babies and for pregnant moms. And, people get really heated about this topic. And I feel that it all comes down to misunderstanding and misinformation out there. But what's your take on that? Do you have anything to say on that topic?
I do, Samantha. That is such a great talking point. As we look at oils that are on the market today, the majority of the oils that are actually available are food and perfume grade. It's very different how that works. When you're talking about something that has been maybe synthetically created in a lab, we have labs all over the East Coast that were created for the purpose of basically copying structural formulas on a chemical perspective of the oils themselves, the plants, and trying to make them patentable, that they could put them into pharmaceuticals, or they could put them into an Epsom salt scrub. You know, you can buy Epsom salts that already have a fragrance in that. So those fragrance and perfume grade oils that the majority of our oils are made from are actually, as they test them, relatively dangerous within the body if you take them in high enough levels. But what we're looking at is absolutely no adulteration, no synthesizing. These oils are coming directly from a plant. It's the same plant that if your child grabbed a leaf from and rubbed it on their body or ate it, it's not going to be deadly or dangerous to them. They could easily eat a lemon, and we laugh about that all the time. We have little children that we have sitting in little high chairs, and we're giving them lemons and limes to suck on. And, you know, these are all natural things. They're occurring in nature, and they work beautifully with the body, regardless of the age. A lot of the problem today is that we've got tremendous amounts of information, fear-based information, that is based on research of perfume grade oils, which are dangerous, but they try to liken them identically to the real precious, pure oil straight from the plant. And when you look at them, like if you were doing a chemistry experiment and you had your microscope out, when you look at the synthetic form of, or the copy of the real straight from the plant chemical formula, they're different. And that means they're going to act in the body differently.
Yes, agreed. And with anything on any health journey, you know, essential oils aside, with supplements, vitamins, teas, food, even exercise, even, there's not one size fits all for anything. And you always need to listen to your body. You know, my husband, Sean Bay, I don't know, y'all might follow him on Instagram. Some of you, I think he's at, oh gosh, what is he? Sean Bay, right? I don't know. I should know these things. But he is a hardcore workoutaholic. He is working out hard every single day. I don't do that. So if I were to jump in and try to do the exact same exercise routine that he does in the morning, I would injure myself.
Exactly.
I would hurt myself. And the same goes with everything else. So if you're brand new to essential oils, of course, you're going to want to start slow. You're going to want to listen to your body, see how it reacts. So, you know, for those that have been using oils for a long time, they might be able to ingest, you know, 20 drops of an oil and be perfectly fine. But if you're brand new, might be too much too fast. So
exactly. Yes.
And different oils can react differently to different people's bodies. But as a whole, a very safe tool that you can incorporate into your wellness cabinet. But speaking on the topic of safety and pregnancy and childbirth, are there any oils you would recommend people avoid for safety reasons?
Well, I am going to be one of those people that probably sits on, you know, the edge. You're always going to have people that are going to err on one side to the other. I'm the one that errs on the side of mom knows best. And yes, there are tons of do not lists. I don't ascribe to that. I really, truly, genuinely believe that these plants were made for the healing of the nations. I follow the fact that the Creator who made our bodies to heal themselves knows our bodies the best and knows exactly what we need. And these plants were made before we were ever created. So I trust in that fact. I would say if a mom has just an unrest in her spirit, she shouldn't use the oil. But as far as having any kind of a list, you know, all of the oils that people come back with, oh, you should never use this, you should never use this, it's based on that faulty research, which is based on food and perfume grade oils. So I'm going to give you one example, because I think this is probably one of the ones that I laugh the most at. But clary sage is a pretty common oil that pregnant women are told they should never use. And the research study that was done to prove this point for clary sage, it was using a synthetic-based oil, but they took the uterus of a rat out and they put a drop of clary sage on the rat's uterus, and it caused a contraction. And as a result of that finding, they decided that clary sage causes contractions, which, depending on where mom is in late in the pregnancy stage, could mean a miscarriage or a premature delivery or any of those things. Now, the interesting thing about the human body, and especially the pregnant human body, is that the uterus is a muscle. And any muscle responds to stimulus. So if we put a drop of water on that rat's uterus, it would have caused a contraction, because that's the law of how muscles work with stimulation. And so we would never tell moms that are pregnant, water causes miscarriages and water causes premature labor.
Right.
So you can never use water, right? So they're using element, and they're taking a normal physiological function, which is the uterus or any muscle responding to stimulus, and they're saying, well, it's that thing that then caused the problem. That's not true. Samantha, I would be so wealthy if clary sage did what they said it did, because every pregnant woman around 35 or 36 weeks who's tired of being pregnant could just put some clary sage on and boom, babies would be born. And so that's not how it works. The baby releases a hormone when it's ready in the body to be born. So the lungs are ready, its organs are ready. It releases the hormone and that triggers labor. It's not spicy food or jumping on trampolines or clary sage. It is the baby that tells mommy that it's ready. And that can even happen early. If a mom's body is not safe for baby, mom's super sick, something's going on, the baby may signal labor prematurely because it's safer to be born than to be inside of mom. But we have to understand clary sage is not dangerous. It's actually a beautiful uterine toner. It strengthens the muscles of the uterus. And I have quite a few moms who have used clary sage because it's such a great hormonal and emotional supporter. And then they go on to have these beautiful, wonderful, easier than they've ever had labor and deliveries, because when the baby sends the hormone and body kicks into labor, that uterus is nice and toned and strong and ready to produce life and ready to clamp down after birth and prevent mom from bleeding too heavily. So it's actually a beautiful oil that can support the body in pregnancy if we have the right facts and information. This is why we have to be careful with a lot of the research.
Exactly. Now, for those newbies out there that might not know how to use clary sage as an example of using it maybe throughout pregnancy or in childbirth, can you paint a picture of what that can look like?
Absolutely. They can apply it anywhere. Within 20 minutes, the research shows that it's in every cell of the body, but most people like to be very deliberate in their application. So applying it to the area, the lower part of the abdomen where the baby is growing, that's where that, you know, anywhere on the abdomen where the baby is growing, because it's all muscle that the uterus, you know, is holding in the baby. They could apply it to the tops of their thighs. They could apply it along the lower portion of their back, those sacroiliac joints that sometimes cause some extra discomfort for moms. They can just smell it if they don't want to put it on topically. Any way that we put the oils into our system, it's still going to get into every cell and it's going to work as the body needs for it to work, bringing that balance.
So, Christy, I want to share this story with you and get your take on it. When I was pregnant with my second baby, I was going into preterm labor. I think I was around 28 weeks, I want to say. And so they put me on bed rest and I stayed in bed rest. But every single time I would, you know, get up and waddle to the bathroom or get up to make myself a meal, I could feel the cramping start again, right? And so I would slather on lavender to my lower uterus. And I really feel like it helped so much calming down those uterine contractions. So now when I'm in labor, I sort of had this, or when I'm with a mom in labor as a doula supporting her, I have this superstition around lavender and I don't let any of my clients use lavender in labor.
The cool thing about lavender is it's called an adaptogen. So it actually adapts to what your physical body needs at the time. So for some people like you, when your body was, you know, having that little irritable uterus, that lavender recognized that your body needed calming, soothing, relaxation to the muscles. But it's interesting because a lot of the articles that actually warn people against using lavender in pregnancy, they give the reason that it acts like an emmenagogue, that it actually encourages and increases contracting and cramping. And your story actually proves exactly what I'm saying, that a lot of the information that's out there is misleading. And because essential oils work to bring that balance and work to recognize and understand, you know, I have a key here, but which cell needs to be open? Is it the cell that needs calming and relaxation? Then the lavender can open that key. If it's a cell that needs, you know, an increased amount of focus and energy and direction, when you're using an essential oil that is an adaptogen like lavender, it will make the adjustment for what the body needs at the time. Cedarwood's another great example, because cedarwood, a lot of people know as an excellent helper for the mind to relax and calm down so that one can get a good night's rest. But it's also the oil that a ton of people use who struggle to keep their focus during the day. And they tend to be like that squirrel, you know, every little thing is driving them in one direction or the other. The cedarwood as an adaptogen is able to recognize that. So those people that need focus are not falling asleep at their desks, because the cedarwood sees, oh, this is the direction. This is the what you want my oil to be working as today. So sometimes that can be a little mind-boggling to people, but it's the beauty of how our physical creative bodies were made and these plants as well to work so perfectly together, that synergy to literally bring calm or energy. It depends on what your body needs at the time. So yes, lavender was super smart. I would have also recommended that you look at some of the oils that are great for encouraging your endocrine system to balance itself out. A lot of times an irritable uterus is just because those estrogen, progesterone, those hormones are fluctuating so much. So taking or using an oil like Progessence Plus or Lady Sclareol or Sclarescence that actually helps the mind, that hypothalamus, to communicate, hey, we need to balance our hormones out here a little bit. And that may have also given you some relaxation in the uterine muscles. It's the same herbs that we used to use in our preterm prevention formula and our miscarriage prevention. It was the same herbs, the same plants that we find in a lot of these great oils that support a healthy hormonal endocrine system. So that's an awesome story.
So Christy, let's talk about stress and fear during pregnancy and childbirth a bit. And what are some ways that women can cope with those emotions and the importance of trying to move past those for a healthy pregnancy and a healthy childbirth?
The first thing I tell every parent is that they want to literally not just eliminate, but refuse to settle into a state of fear. And if something happens, they need to use things that will help them to release that oxytocin. This is probably the most important thing on top of everything else, is learning how to have those baby love breaks. My friend Karen Strange, who's a neonatal resuscitation expert, that's what she calls them. And so if mom's in an accident or she has an argument with someone, she wants to sit down. She wants to put her hands on her belly, no matter how tiny the baby is. She wants to smell things that bring immediate calm. Now, I could give you a list of what oil people would tell you are calming oils, but this is the deal. Every person has different oils at different times that bring that immediate smile to your face, that calming sensation that just kind of sets over you. And it's different. For some people, it is that list of stress relieving oils like Stress Away and Peace and Calming. But for me right now, it's Blue Tansy. If I open a bottle of Blue Tansy, I am instantly transported to a world of calm and relaxation. So there are tons of oils out there. Young Living has like 222. I mean, if you know that the oils that you're using are 100% pure, you can trace them from seed to seal, you know they're pristine, you find the oil that brings that mass calm to you. Now, I personally will only use Young Living because they're the only company that I can be 100% certain from seed to seal. Nothing has been taken or added. It's the plant and the plant only. And when I'm using that on brand new babies or moms that are pregnant or my children or my pets or anything, I want that certainty. But any oil that calms you down and puts a smile on your face as you're rubbing that belly and you're talking love to the baby is going to bring immediate oxytocin rush. Mom might even get goosebumps, but it's calming things down. And that is going to be a technique she can use all the way through labor. Even when the pains set in, we like to call them waves, but as those waves of energy are taking over the body, if mom can just, if she's already been practicing in pregnancy, to have these baby love breaks, to just sit there and think, baby, we're doing this in health and in ease. We're both going to move through this process as gently as possible. I'm not saying there'll be no pain. Right. Some people experience that, but the majority of us experience pain. But as that oxytocin hormone is flooding, baby's growing. Baby's stronger. Baby's able to maneuver those bones in mom's pelvis. Baby's able to be born. Baby's able to take breaths. Baby will connect with mom. And then oxytocin floods the room. So we're talking about all this amazing, awesome stuff happening just by calming down and releasing those hormones that are already there and present. And again, any oil that puts a smile on your face we'll do that.
Yeah. Mine's frankincense and Stress awesome. Away. I love them. And I'll never forget in my labor, I used like, I felt like I used a gallon of Stress Away. That was just yes. what I needed. And because I had already really fallen in love with that oil in pregnancy, I think that can make a huge difference, as you said, because your mind gets triggered to, that happy place that we felt, you know, before. And it does, and you know, I've seen a lot of childbirth. You've seen a lot of childbirth. Pain is a part of it. It's a natural mm-hmm. part of it. But I love what you're saying is that that's okay. And that we can use these tools. We can use our mindfulness. We can use these relaxation and the oils to really help minimize it and help the baby stay calm, help the labor progress even further with all the oxytocin. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. You just mentioned this, but moms using them in pregnancy is really, really key because yes, the muscle memory, that smell muscle memory will take you back to times during your pregnancy that have beautiful memories for you of being grounded and strong and relaxed. And at the same time, our body responds differently in labor. You have so many different things going on that aren't typical in everyday life. And so just having an assortment of oils present so that mom, while she's laboring, can pick it up and smell it. Because listen, sometimes the oil smelled great when she wasn't laboring.
Right.
But when she goes into labor, it's not as pleasant. So she wants something different. So that's usually what I tell my birth workers.
I love all of that, Christy. Well, we need to move on to our closing questions here pretty quickly. But before we do that, I just want to give you an opportunity to give any advice, especially if you can think of any oils in particular or ways to use them that pregnant moms moving into childbirth or beyond might just want to consider or try out and see if they like?
Absolutely. A lot of times when people are pregnant, they're a little bit more nervous about the oils than they are looking at a supplement itself. So I want to point out specifically that there are some amazing supplements that are infused with essential oils. So you get the benefit of getting that boost from the oil itself, but also in something that you're just putting into your nutritional routine. Ningxia Red is huge. Ningxia Red is the highest antioxidant-rich food source in the world. It's going to give some energy. Who doesn't need that when you're pregnant? It also is amazing for helping to encourage better sleep. You have more energy during the day. You might be a little more active. You're going to have better, more sound sleep at night. It's amazing as a boost. So, like, I cannot imagine anyone going through labor without having that Ningxia Red to sip on. They could make it in a slushy. They could put it with a whole lot of ice and just sip away that way. We also have an incredible supplement and probiotic. Master Formula has the right kind of folate that is assimilatable and healthiest and safest for women in their pregnancy. It also has a great balance of nutrients as a whole, and it's infused with essential oils. So your body's going to absorb it and use the nutrients better than a supplement that doesn't have the oils in it. It has prebiotics as well in that Master Formula, and then you can follow up every night before bed taking your probiotics. A healthy gut really is probably one of the most important things for mom. She's going to pass that to baby in the womb, and that makes the difference for the immune system for life. The building block of immunity starts in the gut, and it starts in the womb. So what mom's putting into her body, and even what she's putting on her body, eliminate those chemical toxins from a lot of our typical makeups and shampoos and laundry detergents, and she's going to see a healthy your pregnancy, and most importantly, which every mom on the face of this earth wants a healthy baby, it's what she does to her body in pregnancy that actually is the building blocks and the foundation for her baby for its entire life. So those would probably be the things that would be key. And then, of course, our starter kit is amazing for anyone wanting to get started because every oil in there will touch every organ system of the body. So it's a nice, easy way to kind of jump in and get your feet wet to help your pregnancy and your labor and delivery just go off without a hitch.
I have to add my personal testimonial here for Ningxia Red. So I wasn't introduced to oils in this whole world until between my babies. So my first baby, I didn't know about any of this stuff. And then my second, I started incorporating the oils during my pregnancy and Ningxia Red as well. And I would down the Ningxia Red specifically that first week postpartum after delivery. And that for me, I could give birth like every other day and I'd be okay. But make me recover from the postpartum again? No, thank you. It's a really difficult time for my body physically. Yep. And emotionally, the hormone swings, everything, and energy wise. So for my first, I remember getting depressed. I remember being so incredibly exhausted just to that breaking point. Can't even describe it. My second, it was like night and day, completely different. I had so much more energy. I'm sure part of this had to do with that whole first baby, first pancake, you know, experience of it's just harder, that adjustment. But I really felt my entire body was just felt way more nourished and healthier. And I really attribute that to the Ningxia Red, which we have an entire episode dedicated to Ningxia Red for those that want to learn more about that. I want to say it's episode 24, somewhere in the 20s. You can go back and find it. And that's a really excellent supplement. And thank you for introducing our audience to the Master Formula as well. We haven't talked about that a lot on the show yet.
That's a powerful supplement. It really is.
Yeah. Well, Christy, this has just been phenomenal. I wish we could talk forever. You're such a treasure trove of knowledge. Before you go, we always like to ask our guests these two closing questions. And the first is just give us a real brief Cliff Notes version glimpse into your daily health routine.
Okay. So I start in the morning with skin, and it's a drop of frankincense in the morning. And in the evening, I do a drop of sacred frankincense all over my face, neck, chest. And then I follow up with Prenolone cream and my Progessence Plus. I then, as far as my supplementation, I do Master Formula on a daily basis. Really, when you're doing your whole food supplements, you want to make sure you've had your first movement in the morning first, because you don't want to waste away any of that supplement in that movement. So I usually take my Master Formula mid-morning, and I do about 6 ounces of Ningxia Red mixed with several different oils. It depends on my whim of the day, whether it's going to be more cinnamon bark, clove, or if it's going to be more citrus fruits. And then I finish, I do Essential Zymes 4 before my meals. I do Essential Zyme after my meals. And then I always do my Life 9 before bed. I repeat my Progessence Plus. I repeat my Prenolone. And then all throughout the day, I'm oiling. We have diffusers running nonstop. That's typically how my days go.
Nice. That sounds like a great day. I want that day. Now, last question, Christy. What's just one thing that you feel like everyone needs to ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Well, I definitely feel like the chemicals are the biggest thing. And I realize that encompasses a ton of products. But the one thing that was exciting the most to me was realizing that my Thieves cleaner really could take care of everything. If I got rid of my laundry detergent, my dishwashing detergent, even my soap that I put in the dishwasher, my Thieves cleaner in the beginning is what I used for everything. I cleaned every surface, everything. The chemicals are such endocrine disruptors. And as a woman, not that men don't need to worry about that, but as a woman, it's critically important that we do not disrupt our hormones. They're crazy enough as they are. And so I don't want to put anything in my home or on my body that's going to attack my hormonal system and actually encourage it to function improperly. So that would be, for me, like a no-brainer. That's the biggie.
And it's so easy and affordable. I love it.
Yes.
We also have a whole episode on the Thieves cleaner as well, I believe, or at least the Thieves oil. Gosh, I'm starting to lose my memory now. It's too many episodes. Well, Christy, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you or learn more about you, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay. So you can find me on Facebook, Christy Smith Zittle, and that's K-R-I-S-T-I. Zittle is just like little, but with a Z. You can also find me on, I do have a website. It is www.oilsoverflowing13.com. And you're welcome to contact me in either of those avenues. I'll answer questions for you. We've got a great informational page on Facebook that I add people to as well. So if you need anything, I'm here.
Great. Thanks so much, Christy.
No problem. Thank you.
Farewell, everyone, until next week. And next week's episode, we are talking to the author of A Teen's Guide to Wellness, Purpose, and Abundance. It's going to be a great episode, and we will catch you then. Thanks so much for tuning in, and don't forget to check out our sponsors from this week, youroiltools.com/revolution. You can get 10% off using promo code REVOLUTION for the best essential oil accessories in the world. Also, if you are not yet a Young Living member and want help getting started, don't forget to check back with whoever it was that shared this podcast with you, or you can email us at info@revolutionoilspodcast.com. Keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, folks, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.